Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you all. So what we'd like to take the opportunity to discuss is the sun, Helios, and some of the increased activity that you're going to experience over the next several months with the sun herself. And there is no need to worry about it. There's nothing wrong with the sun. It's not being repaired by ETs. It's not out of sync in its cycles. It's doing exactly what it is meant to do as it moves through this particular sector in space. One of the ways that this universe was designed is that as you move through the sector of space, you are moving through a section of very high photonic energy, which allows you to increase your overall frequency. It is supporting you and bathing you in energy. And what happens is that it also allows you the opportunity to integrate anything that you have learned. So as you move through a grand cycle, you come across what we would say is a start and a finish line, that you have an opportunity to integrate that which you've learned through this last cycle. And then as you begin the new cycle, you're starting with a freshened slate, if you will. And it's not just Earth that is going through this transition right now, but your entire solar system. All of the planets in your solar system are getting an upgrade. Now, not all of them are going through the ascension process. They're not shifting dimensions, but they are getting new information. They are getting upgrades from everything that you've learned, as well as lessons that the other planets in the solar system have learned. And the same thing is happening for you. These other planets are sharing their wisdom, their experiences with you. Something that you often forget because you see yourself as being disconnected. It's extremely rare that any of you think that there is knowledge and wisdom that you're really gaining from the experiences of the other planets in your solar system because you think they're uninhabited. Well, we hate to tell you this, but they're not. Some of them are very inhabited, just not in 3D and not in the way that you're looking for life. One of the planets to pay more attention to is Venus herself. Her role is going to be increasing over the next several months as she transits across your sun. Perhaps another way for us to say that for some of you is that she's going to move between you and the sun, and you're going to be able to watch her as she dances forward. But Venus works with your heart center. It's a planet of love. And it is this movement across the sun, the illumination of love, her transit, that is really going to assist you all in this ascension process. There's a lot more activity that you're going to see happening on the other planets, and probably more that you're going to start to hear about in your news and some of the things that are going on with Venus herself, specifically Venus, having her own eruptions, having her own series of what would be considered atypical activities. But again, remember, this is part of the natural process as you move through the sector of space. Now, as far as the sun itself goes, with the solar flares that are happening, each time the sun expresses energy, she is sending out information for the entire solar system. All right, the bursts of packets of information, which she is constantly sending out. And she keeps time for the rest of the solar system. She sends information about what each planet is supposed to be doing and how each is working in harmony, and also its inhabitants. She sends out information through all 12 dimensions to the planets and all of the inhabitants in all the different dimensions about what's going on and what the next step is. So she keeps time for all of you, if you will, for those of you living in time. But that's a whole other conversation. So there's no need to worry about these solar flares and what's occurring as far as radiation goes. If it does affect your technology, great. Use it as an opportunity to learn how to use your own inner technology. Learn how to tap into your own inner senses. So if you find that your satellites aren't working and you can't call your friends, see if you can't use your inner technology to telepathically connect with your friends. It's a great opportunity with these solar flares to rework some old habits, old patterns, because the solar flares create interference waves so that you are not bombarded by the same old thought forms over and over and over and again. It allows you to get out of the rut. If, you know, some of your technology is down, you're not being bombarded by all the phone signals that you usually are, and it makes it easier for you to tune into self. So this is actually a very positive thing. And also, as far as your electromagnetic fields, for those of you who are sensitive, yes, you're going to feel it. You might find your emotions are a bit more intense. You may feel that you yourself are a bit more on edge, but you are picking this up not only from your own personal stuff, but everybody on the planet. So you've got everybody on the planet who's a bit on edge when these solar flares start going, because they are picked up and put outside the comfort zone, because these waves that you're receiving create, again, these interference patterns. But there is also a benefit to the disruption in the electromagnetic field, and as it drops, it requires you to go up to the Akashic records and get new information, because you don't remember in the same way. The electromagnetic field is what allows you to hold memory in the brain. And when you aren't accessing that old record, I can't update that old record, you've got to go and get the revised edition, the newest edition from the Akashic records. It would be a bit like using your computer and always going to a cached page as opposed to getting the refreshed page. All right, so this is what you've got to do. You've got to go and get the newest and greatest edition. And it helps you to break old patterns and habits. So the activity is going to increase. You're going to see some rather major events, but you all are going to be fine. There's nothing really to worry about, and know that this is actually part of the natural cycle. You all just haven't seen the natural cycle on this planet for 12,000 years. So we hope this helps, dear ones. And as always, you can call on us. We'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.